Yeah, hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're just talking to conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response. Now, let me ask you, which political party are you registered with? Republican. Thank you, sir. Sir, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary election. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the Republican election for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and other local office in South Lucie County on Tuesday, August the 20th? And if you are already voted by Action Team mailing ballot, you can indicate that as well. Are you definitely? You already voted?
I voted in my mail-in ballot, yes.
Thank you, sir. And is your age between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school graduates or college? College graduates? College postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you, sir. Now you will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Sir, can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you had no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Richard Del Toro, is your opinion very favorable, somewhat, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And Keith Pearson, same question, same options.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And Ken Mascara. That rings a bell?
Very favorable.
Linda Bartz.
Unfavorable.
Very somewhat? Okay.
Very unfavorable.
Kathy Thompson. Same question.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir.
Very unfavorable.
Sir, what is the first thing that comes to mind to you that you can tell me about Keith Pearson? One thing, at least.
Got too much publicity, too many bad things that I read about him, not enough good things.
Okay, it's just all bad, negative campaign.
Negative press.
Okay, and what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro? One thing, at least.
He's got a good reputation for police chief.
So his reputation is... Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Now, I'll be asking you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican election. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for San Lucie County Commission District 3? Linda Bartz or Aaron M. Lowry?
Aaron.
Okay, Aaron. And for whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for San Lucie County Commission in District 5? Kathy Thompson or Audra Macon?
Macon.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? Richard Del Toro, Keith Pearson, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
Del Toro.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing at St. Lucie County Sheriff? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No opinion.
Understood. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? And if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. Do you saw television ad? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And receive something in the mail? Yes or no?
Yes.
And receive a text message?
No.
Receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer?
No.
Something else?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Newspaper, that's all.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for San Lucie County Sheriff? I know you already voted, but if it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. To support him. Okay, much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
And from the following list, What have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for San Luis County Sheriff in the past few weeks? And if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. Do you saw an ad about him? Yes or no?
Yes, in the newspaper.
Okay, and received something in the mail?
Yes.
Okay, receive a text message?
No.
But receive a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer?
No.
And something else?
Newspaper, that's all.
Understood. So, and did what you see or read or heard recently make you more or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election of San Luis County Sheriff? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And now you will be asking a few short demographic questions so we can finish this up. If you were labeled yourself, would you say that you are a liberal and moderate conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Thank you. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
And what is your main racial background? African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian American, white Caucasian?
White Caucasian.
Thank you, sir, very much for your patience on the line. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.